Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I ain't gonna lie, this shit took dedication. A part of me is still that little boy that was in my uncle's basement. Harlem shaking, lot of patience. So claps ain't enough, I'ma need ovations. I took a couple niggas, girls, I never took vacation. Till I meet the baddest in the world, I ain't gon' have no babies. No disrespect to the ladies, been in my life for real. It's all disrespect to the bitch that want my type for real. Steady talking down, I might get my sister to fight for real. Nah, I'm lying, cause she grown now. Working on her home now. I realize she has started bring her tone down. Plus she got a man, she ain't alone now. Talk about these shorties, I've been starting to think I need to get my own now. That's some real shit. You was with me off in that barbershop, you gon' feel this. You was with me South Garland parking lot when V had to walk you out of the talent show. You would know I had the hoes. You niggas wasn't there, so you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. Kush.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode
137.
It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, a.k.a. Talk to Me Nice.
Talk to me
a.k.a.
Nice.
Young Chris Kringle, you know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Dino Spumoni, Extra Cheese and Pepperoni, a.k.a. Mississippi Jones,
there you
man.
Go.
I was going to say it, bro.
Okay, I'll make sure.
What's good, Dalton?
What's good? I don't ever have no a.k.a.'s, man, anymore.
Right.
I'm a married man. Life's changed.
Old and washed.
Yeah.
We usually don't record on Thursdays, but we have a special guest. We had to get this one in the books before he got too big on us. And you know what I'm saying? We start returning texts and tweets and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? We got none other than Kush with the C. Don't forget that C,
yeah.
Man.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that, man.
How you doing, my brother?
Nah, I'm super good, man. I'm, just living life out here. So appreciate y'all for having me.
Hey, appreciate you coming, man. We've been talking about it for a little while. We had to rearrange some things. But actually, which is wild, because this is like a full circle moment, because I don't think I told you this, but I feel like I did. But if I didn't, here it go again. So me and Kush had, we were like on the ticket for this show. In Dallas, shout out to RJ3, man. He put together a nice plethora of artists to perform and do, you know, this and that. So, you know, we Dalton there, Armani, his sister, a bunch of people, Dev, Red, like everybody there. You know, we chilling, drinking, whatever. Took like an Adderall. That was probably a mistake. But so Kush comes in and I was like, thrown off because he came with his family. And I was like, oh, this shit different. Like, I said it to myself, but I was like, nah, something's different about this. Because I'm like, and you know, no, like, disrespect when I say this, but, like, it was like, it's just grandma's, you know, when she's white and mom's white, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yo, what are they doing here? Like, I felt bad for cussing this shit, you know what I'm saying? But I was like, but at the same time, I was like, look how fucking dope this shit is, bro. Can you imagine if my parents and shit came to one of my shows?
That would be wild.
That would be wild for one, but just to show the support, like, that stood out to me more than, like, the music. No disrespect, but I just was like, yo, they fuck with this nigga. And I was telling Hanani, like, because his mom is going extremely hard for him right now with the music thing.
For sure.
She got his shit playing over there in Nigeria and everything just off the strength of her talking to people back home.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro, and Armani's mom, like, how hard she's going for
him.
She
was trying to get vinyl pressed. Yeah, she was all going that. Crazy. Yeah.
I was like, bro, my my mama ain't this shit. You know what I'm saying? But nah, but for real though, I admire that, bro. Like, that was the first thing I realized. So, you know, instead of sitting down and seeming like too cool to like actually get this man an ear, you know, I stood up the whole time. I want him to know you ain't out here by yourself. Cause this is just me. It's hard to like explain if you never had to do it before, but like, you're always nervous performing. No matter how many shows you do, like, no matter if it's 10 people or 200, you're nervous. I just didn't want you to feel like you was alone out there from one artist to another. I was just like, bro, let me stand up. And if we had to, like, make eye contact, like, I'm here, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So he get up there, and mind you, I haven't heard any of your music prior to this. So I was like, damn, this nigga sound like Nip.
Yep. That's the first thing I said. Wow. Yeah.
It's not even, it's just a presence thing that you have. Like, your voice is like very commanding.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Then I started listening to what he was saying. I was like, okay, he could put some shit together. I was like, okay, this nigga nice. But like, I think after you got off stage, or maybe before, you came in like, said what's up to Armani, which I didn't know y'all knew each other. So I was like, oh, you know him. He was like, yeah, we used to fuck around or whatever. I was like, all right, man, I'm definitely finna keep my eye on this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, full circle moment, because you're here on the couch where many asses have been.
Yeah, nah, just to kind of, like, elaborate a little bit, man. I tell people all the time, like, my family has truly, like, supported me in anything I ever wanted to do.
That's fine.
So, when I was, like, playing sports, my family was pulling up. Even when my homies didn't have a... I might not have been the best player on the team at all, but my family was pulling up. If it was, like, if I wanted to... I went to college to be, like, a journalist. You know what I'm saying? And my family was, like, putting my articles up on the wall, you know? Fire. When I decided I ain't want to do that no more, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do this rap shit, you know? My family was, like, always at my concerts, you know what I'm saying? I got cousins always pulling up. My grandma, literally, when I leave the house, my grandma would tell me, like, hey, be great, Kush. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely, like, super locked in on the family. That's a big part. Even in my songs, like, you can hear it. I'm always talking about, you know, I was with my brother, something about my sister, something about my granny, because it's real life. Like, right. I try to make my music as authentic as possible.
It sounds extremely authentic, man. It's, but there's an art in even making it sound authentic. Mm-hmm. Like, you're
for sure.
You're a really great storyteller.
Mm.
Like, you really put it together, make people, you kind of take me back. You took me there with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not easy to do.
Yeah.
So if you can do it, like, yeah, that's definitely fire. So you just put your album out.
For sure.
This is your first album.
It's like, not.
Okay.
It is my first, technically one that I did in the studio.
Right.
But The Balancing Act was actually my first project I ever put out.
Okay.
Same amount of songs, everything. I just did that at the crib. Like, it was literally GarageBand thugging in the closet. Yeesh. But yeah, man, that was 2 years ago. So this is my first real offering.
Yeah, man, because the rollout was crazy.
Appreciate you.
So that's why I felt like, even if it wasn't, it felt like.
Nah, appreciate
you know what
it.
I'm saying? It felt
I fucked with the videos. We actually talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
When Bando was here.
Yeah.
And me and him were like talking about it. And I was like, Chris, I don't care what you're doing. You got to listen to this album like ASAP.
Yeah. Bando told me about that. I think I might have been even on his Instagram live or something while he was over here, possibly.
Yeah.
Definitely always appreciate the love.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
I wanted to definitely. You know, make a statement. You know what I'm saying?
That you did, man. And I'm going to keep it real, bro. Because, like, again, I didn't know you had another album out. So I need to do my research. But, I treated this like it was your first album. And I saw like, how crazy, like, you know, the feed was like, Kush this, Kush that, Kush this, Kush that.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's good. But then, as things do, it start to slow down.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of, me and Armani was talking about it. I was like, man, I hope he doesn't feel like people don't fuck with him because the tweets started slowing down.
Yeah.
And I was just really curious to talk to you about that as a, well, again, you're not a new artist, but in my mind, you're a new artist.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't take offense to that. I'm actually totally fine with that. Like, okay. I actually think it's dope for me to be a new artist to people.
It's like you reinvented yourself.
Exactly. For sure.
Was that like a worry of yours, or like did that cross your mind? Like, man, like, they not really fucking with it no more, and you know what I'm saying? It's only been like a month, but you understand that's how fast the Twitter move. But did it fuck with you as an artist, as a human?
Honestly, I would say not at all.
Yeah.
Just to be real, I think one of my things is like I'm a very calculated person. Mm. So like even when I put this out, like the day before I put this out, I made 7 songs that I already know was gonna go towards my future. You know, even right now, we already got, you know, the next thing lined up, like right. done, sealed, delivered. The summertime, the wintertime, like it's already kind of there's a plan in place.
Yeah.
So it's almost like even when we have like downtime, right. it's literally like accounted for. You know what I'm saying? So definitely one of those things where it feels great on those day of those drops. You know what I'm saying? But then that is why, you know, we waited a little bit to drop like the Money on the Floor video. That brought back, you know, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of new fans just off of that one song.
Right.
Things like that. And then, like I said, like doing performances. I've been performing the most I ever have, doing features. A lot of people have been hitting me up for features.
Hey, I got a Kush feature. Just in case y'all just in case y'all thought it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I got one of those in the tuck.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely would say I don't even really think like that, bro.
Yeah.
I really don't, for real.
That's admirable.
Yeah, I really don't. I just kind of, I'm a person, bro. I got a lot of people around me that be, you know, pouring into me. So, yeah. I think I'm mentally not there no more.
Yeah.
I think I used to be there. Yeah. Like, even I would drop a single, like this time last year, I might have dropped a single. And, you know, after 2 weeks, it just kind of like was it. But mentally, I'm not even there anymore because I'm just more so taking note of what I am receiving. Like literally it feels like every day somebody hits me up or multiple people hit me up and say like, yo, that was crazy. Or, you know, people are like, you know, still tagging me, even if it's one person in the morning on their way to work saying, bro, this song motivated me. I got to make it happen today. Like I appreciate that. Even if it went from 50 people on this day to one person today, I still like, shit, it was a day where it wasn't nobody doing it. So
that's a fact.
That's I swear, yeah, like I mean that shit.
That was a bar right there. I appreciate that. So me and Dalton was talking on the way here. We obviously the Nip thing was the first thing that stood out, but I was
RIP Nip too.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Huge influence. I just want to say that huge influence.
We could tell.
Yeah. But now we know that there's more though. And I think the other influences that you have, we were talking about.
We were betting on it to see who you gonna say.
Yeah, it was definitely something that I feel like would have surprised both of us because I know there's like somebody we would least expect.
Okay.
Like this nigga gonna say like Lil Jon or some shit. I'm gonna be like, yo.
That's a good one though.
But it's great.
I ain't mad at that.
I wouldn't be mad if you said pretty much anybody, to be honest.
Yeah.
Where you pull from is where you pull from. But who are your influences?
I know this one person's gonna be on there. I'm just waiting for it.
So I mean the first person, let me just put it this way, when I started rapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when I first started rapping, everybody was saying Cole. You know what I'm saying? Cole.
Yeah.
As I continue to kind of like find different sounds and things like that, definitely feel like somewhere between like Cole and Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some type of, you know, with me trying out the hooks and things of that nature.
Well, okay.
But I mean, man, there's so many guys, bro.
Yeah.
Like I'm a student.
Yeah.
So I mean Nas. You know,
I told you.
Yeah, we said Nas for sure.
Yeah,
because you're storytelling. Nas. That's why. Yeah.
No, I'm a student, bro.
Yeah.
Like I'm a student.
Yeah. I could tell.
That's beautiful, man.
Nah, I appreciate it. Like I'm not talking about like since I started. You know, I'm talking about
since
like,
you've been a child,
since I was a baby.
Perfect.
And not just rap either. You know what I'm saying? We talking Temptations.
Yeah.
You know, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Great American Band.
Do not sleep on the Beach Boys.
Fact.
Nah, but for real, even just I know earlier you spoke a little bit about like my diverse like family background.
Right.
But that shit really impacts the music.
Fucking
for sure.
Right. You knew about Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
Kenny Rogers.
My grandma. It's funny you mentioned my grandma too, because both my grandmas on both sides really played a huge part.
Yeah.
Because when I was pulling up over here, it was like, hey, let's listen to this.
Right.
And then when I was pulling up over here, it was like, hey, let's listen to this. You
right.
know, so definitely was dope. But yeah, those guys, bro. But even now, bro, like Kendrick ain't so much in my shit.
Right.
But I'm still studying. I'm saying, damn, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit. That shit is different.
He thinks the shit that,
you know,
you doing.
Even
about.
My brother and them, like, I got an older brother and I got some older cousins and shit, and they'll be telling me, like, we don't care what you think about Lil Wayne. You need to go listen to Eminem, you know? Because, like, to me, like, Wayne, I grew up on Wayne.
Right.
Like, to be honest, I wasn't on M like that.
Nah.
And so my brother and them made me, like, go listen to M, you know what I'm saying? And so even shit like that, I'm like, okay, it's some cadences in there.
He has a very deep bag. I think, like, more when he was under the Slim Shady moniker is absolutely when, like, the songs were better.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as he grew as an artist, obviously the sound has to change. So,
and as a person, too.
Yeah, he grew as a person.
He's got rid of certain things as well.
But I mean, Jay, like, there's people who I see myself in, which is more like Drake, Cole, you know, even a little bit with Nip in terms of just conviction. But with these other guys, even if I don't see them in me or me in them, still studying. You know, Jay, it's Jay.
You have to study.
The GOAT.
Yay. I mean, obviously, we know.
Yeah, everybody knows.
We don't even
got it. Nah, that's what I was trying to say. Like, I knew. I was just like, bro, his voice. I don't even care. That's why I was like, bro, just say like 8 bars. Like, I don't even need you. I just need your voice.
Yeah.
I need you like to narrate a movie.
Yeah, because the song is so, it's not the typical thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, just put your voice on there.
That's
man.
That's what he said when he first showed me, like, I'm gonna get Kush on this. He was like, I want to give him something different than he's like usually doing.
And
He
said you liked it, so I was like,
we're seeking out that. Like on my side, we're seeking out. You know, I might not even say pushing boundaries. We're kind of like breaking boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trying to still remain true to myself and still make the music that I love, but at the same time, me being able to be aware of the fact that, like, people love other shit too.
Absolutely.
And let's just see. Like,
nothing wrong with seeing.
Yeah, let's just see. And I got hella, you know, I got hella songs now. So it's songs that's never gonna come out where I just tried some shit. But I told my brother earlier today, I said, like, bro, I'm just getting shots up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting shots up. And sometimes I go in just to practice and it's some crazy shit comes out of it. So
that's usually how it go.
For sure.
I was also curious, like, where did you grow up? Like, and like, would you say?
For sure. I'm from Garland.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, the G. Okay.
Nobody calls it.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
He said the G. Like, I've never heard of like, okay, Garland.
Yeah, no, I'm from Garland, man. So I know, like, I mean, most people from Dallas know a little bit, or they know where Garland is and nothing else. But bro, I've been in Garland since I was like 5 years old.
I don't think I've ever been to Garland. I don't know. For what? Bro, I'm Arlington all day, bro. Yeah. I barely travel outside those city limits.
And we on the whole other side of 30.
Yeah.
So you gotta, like, really, y'all not coming past downtown for real.
Nah.
Y'all not coming past downtown for real.
Well, his dad lives in...
My dad lives way far.
Yeah, but we gotta go through...
Okay. But shit, I mean, Rockwall is really a neighbor to Garland for real.
Yeah, it is.
On a tip, on the other side of Rowlett, but...
I dated a girl from Garland, so I was out there a lot. So, like...
One
right before my wife.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, man, you know, yeah, Garland, bro. I was there from the time I was 5 to now. So definitely, you know, scrape my knees up there and all of that. And it was a beautiful experience. You know, just like everything else for me, it's a mixture. It's a very diverse experience. Like, my whole life experience has been very, like, diverse. That's all I could say, bro.
That's a good thing to be, though.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It helps you navigate through life. Having diversity. Fuck, there was something I was finna say. God damn. Garland. Oh, what school did you go to in Arlington? Like UTA or TCC? Or?
I went to UTA.
Wow.
So I started out at a community college in Dallas called Eastfield.
Yep.
And I was just fucking around. You know, I didn't want to go to college. Like, I told my parents I ain't going to college, you know? And I went up there and ended up, like, in some, like, essay writing competition or something crazy. And then ended up, you know, a journalist lady approached me and shit. And, like, all of a sudden, 5 years later, it was a real movie type shit.
Matter what, you was probably going to write.
Oh, I was definitely going to write, but speak as well.
Yeah.
Definitely would say, I talk to people about this sometimes, too. Like, when I was, like, 17, 18, I feel like, you know, we all kind of feel like we got it all figured out up here.
Oh, yeah.
But communicating that to, like, let other people know, like.
Very hard.
You know? So I feel like I tell people writing helped me figure that out. it helped me kind of show people on paper, like, hey, I got it. Like, right. Up here.
Right.
We
it's hard, bro, but maybe I need to take that up, because I'll be calling it all. I'm like, bro, you know how we could, it didn't. But he's like, bro, I get you, but I don't really. Maybe I should have put this on paper.
Yeah, that written word, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's dope, though. Like, I can see, just hearing you speak, I can hear how intelligent you are. Mm. So I could definitely see you doing something public speaking, but but I'm more than sure the rap is going to pay off, though.
Nah.
I definitely do. I feel like you said, to the untrained eye, it looks like you're alone out mm-hmm. here, like mm-hmm. on Twitter. It don't really, outside of like, you know, the I would say like the underground rapper community, you know, everybody always show love when it's whoever's turn it is. It's,
yeah.
You know, but just to hear you say that you got like everything together and you already know what, you know, what you finna do in the next 2-3 months and all that shit. That's very admirable, man. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, sure. Keep this mindset, man. Don't get 30. Don't get 30, bro.
Are these shots?
Nah, hell no. Nah. Hell no, nah, man. I've been rocking with Dalton for a very long time, since I was in high school, bro.
Yeah.
We built this shit brick by brick, as Leon was, or not Leon, but Franklin.
Yeah, Franklin.
Franklin would say.
Snowfall.
Brick by yeah. brick. Are you caught up with Snowfall?
Yeah, for sure.
I missed last week, ooh. But I caught last night.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel. I feel like I'm trying to do this without spoilers, because I know you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I haven't yet.
Mm.
I just personally think Franklin's losing it. I think he's being pulled. He's not being pulled in more directions than he's ever been, but the few directions that he's being pulled are
stronger
than ever. It's bad, man.
Yeah.
It's very bad. I feel last season he was pulled all over the place.
Yeah.
And even first, because this is season 3, right? Am I tripping or is it 2?
Nah, this is 4.
4?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all caught up. Yeah. I just thought it was okay. He was being pulled a lot in previous. Now should be the time where he can kind of sit back and chill, but that's not happening for him.
Yeah.
And it's it's some shit, bro. You need to catch up when you get a chance, bro. Maybe when you know.
I can't, you know, I can't watch anything with my wife, bro.
Yeah, I know how that go, man. Oh, no, I don't know how it go, but I could imagine.
She gets real mad.
I can imagine. So how do you feel about, like, the industry right now? Like, as far as would you want to be signed? Would you want to be stay independent? Like, what do you feel would be best for you?
Right. I think it's just one of those things where, like, I'm not a person that's into, like, talking about hypotheticals if I don't know the truth. You know, if I don't know you know, because, like, I could tell you right now, like, you know, if I can tell you if Rihanna walked in, what I would do.
Right.
But until she walks in and I do it,
yeah.
It doesn't really.
It don't matter.
It don't really hold much weight. But hypothetically, though, my people are all about situations. You know what I'm saying? I don't come from a family that is financially illiterate.
Right.
So we're pretty in tune with the financial side of things and the need for that on my end.
Right.
So definitely, you know, if it made sense from that standpoint. But it's deeper than that as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely a notebook out there that multiple people have access to that dictates some of what would be needed in order to, you know, accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish, which isn't maybe what everybody's trying to accomplish, right?
Yeah.
So definitely, just into longevity. You know what I'm saying? Me and my people aren't really looking for, you know, one song. You know, we're not looking for even 1 year. You know what I'm saying? We're looking for, you know, how to turn one song into a year, into 3 years, into 5 years, you know what I'm saying? And just make that make sense with whoever we're rocking with at the time, you know?
You just said a lot in very few words. So I understand what you're getting at. I would say for me and Dalton, the ideas and the money has to be there.
Yeah.
Right? Because anything they could possibly pay us for, we can already do on our own. You just need more capital.
Correct.
Like, you want to, you need songwriters. We've built a little team of people who can write you some shit. Obviously, got a couple producers in this bitch, you know? So it's like, we would, me personally, I don't think I've ever said this like on the pod, but I think if we did anything like label, which I'm absolutely 1000% for. I know a lot of people are like, nah, you don't get to keep the money, da da da. Like, man, me personally, and Dawn knows this, I'm like, fuck the money, for real. This shit is about integrity, and this shit's about art. You trust my vision, let me get my vision out there. Mm-hmm. If you trust me, I'm not going to let you down in right. any facet. Like, nigga, we talk from fashion to opening, whatever the fuck. Like, we can do all that simply because, you know, we're good at what we do. We're good. We're ideal people. Not everybody's an ideal person. So I feel like we would need a production deal.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably what y'all would be leaning more towards as well. Like,
for sure. And I would say just one thing I want to speak on a little bit is I know we talked about Nip a little bit ago. I know that Nip ended up having people like Ross that ended up really kind of mentoring him on that business side, or kind of even setting an example, who he didn't end up signing with.
Yeah.
You know what
Currency
I'm saying?
Currency was another one. Yeah. I think he wanted to sign Wiz as well.
He wanted to sign Dom Kennedy.
Yeah. A few different folks. So I'm kind of seeking out those, whether that be locally, statewide, in somewhere in LA, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeking that out. You know what I'm saying? And I do believe, like, lately, the people around me been saying, like, what you're seeking out is also seeking you.
Yeah.
And so my belief is that the things that I'm seeking out, I'm qualified to be something that they are also seeking out. So if I get in front of these people, my belief is that I'll be the type of person that they will want to have in front of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, so definitely. But shit, man, I ain't gonna sit up here and act like I know it all, or right. or act like But that was the whole point about the hypotheticals. I don't know.
Right.
You know,
hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Is, yeah.
Some of these things are things I don't know. I'm hella excited to see.
I tell women all the time, do not hit me with no hypotheticals. I tell them all the time. And to switch gears to women, right quick, because the song that we played, you were talking about, you know, and one thought. You were saying, like, I'm not with all the relationship shit. Mm-hmm. The next thought was, well, shit, I'll be talking about this shit so much. Let me see what's up.
Yeah.
Where you at with that? I mean, like, how do you, like, navigating with your success right now as far as relationships go?
Right. So, shit, really, man, I guess I would just say, like, one of the biggest things right now is, like, do you even want a relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, in whatever that term means for everybody, I guess.
Right.
You know, I guess these days that might be a whole topic in itself. But,
it
you know,
is.
Dating versus relationships
right.
and what that means or doesn't mean, it's all unique to you and,
right.
and whoever is in your life. So for me, man, I'm just living life. You know what I mean? I definitely have, you know.
Don't get in trouble. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Nah, I definitely would just say that, like, if there was a person in my life, I would just hope that person would be, like, understanding of, you know, what my wants and needs are at this time. And then also ask of myself to also be understanding of that person's wants
right.
and needs, you know. Never asking for something that I'm not able to provide, right?
Right?
So if I'm asking for a certain freedom or I'm asking for whatever, you know, also being able to provide that. But shit, man, I'm cool with friends too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we need more friends.
That's another topic when it comes to women, man. Like, women being your friends can be such an asset.
Facts.
And I'm not sure that a lot of even men, even like 30-year-olds, you know, really, really grasp that. I think sometimes we can be very neglectful.
Yeah.
And so definitely something I'm continuing to work on. I ain't out here acting like I'm, you know.
Well, for one, I could tell you right now, you're already miles ahead of the game because your engineer is a woman.
Yeah.
So it's literally her job to keep it 1,000 with you.
Yeah.
So nurturing that relationship might be the only relationship you need. Like,
yeah.
As far as friends go, like, she gonna tell you music is it. If it's not.
Yeah.
If you bring a shorty around the studio,
yeah.
They're like, yo, I'm not really
Facts.
Thinking that's the vibe
Facts.
For you. My sister told me a few times when I brought the girls around, like, ain't it.
Yeah.
How do you know? You didn't even say anything
yeah.
to her. I could just tell. I was watching her the whole time she came in it. Yeah, women are very that yeah, hell yeah.
And even when we get into like the zodiacs and shit, you know, I'm definitely starting to learn some shit, man. Yeah. So I'm still early on in the process, but like Zayla's a Pisces.
Okay.
And then I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
So we're both water, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My mama a Pisces, water, you know what I'm saying? A lot of my homies, Scorpios, water, you know what I'm saying? So just definitely you know, figuring out what that means, male, female, earth signs, all that shit, bro. But fire signs, all that shit, bro.
That's the thing about the signs that I don't feel like people really give enough. Because you see, oh, don't date a Cancer or don't date a... I've never seen don't date an Aquarius, though. So I'm good out here. I'm good money. But, and this might be a little wild, but I mean, not really, because a lot of the grammar that was used for this show is accurate to the culture. So I'm talking about Avatar.
Oh.
Right?
Like,
so you say earth, wind, fire, and water. Or earth, wind, fire. Yeah, water, right?
Yes.
All people are one of these things. But in the Avatar, you know, Uncle Iroh tells us all these things have to work in conjunction to make the world work.
It's four elements, man.
So earth, wind, and fire, baby. What was the water to them, though? Why wasn't water involved in the naming of the group?
Probably because it didn't sound as good as earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good as like, it doesn't add in water somewhere like that. But nah, you need all that shit to work. So I'm like, look, we might be opposite signs. Like it was harder for Aang to learn fire because this is a lesson. Listen,
I know,
up.
I'm listening.
Listen,
man.
White man, with your Western culture shit. Listen.
Them crackers.
Yeah. So it was harder for Aang to learn fire because that's what was opposite of his sign. And
right. Fire and water. I'm water.
Right.
So if Shorty is a Capricorn,
right,
it's hard, but also there's a compatibility.
It is. That's what I'm getting to ultimately. There is compatibility with these signs that they say that don't work together. Mm-hmm. I don't really think I've ever paid attention to it. I can't get into it because I have a bad memory. I don't know what none of this shit means. I just know I'm an Aquarius and you're Capricorn or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, you cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's things are only as deep as you allow them to be.
Bro, you a philosopher or something? Like, what's up, man? Why you hit me with all these quotes?
Hey, told you he's a writer, man.
Bro, you are. That's crazy.
I would say, you know, a lot of people don't necessarily get to hear me talk a lot. You know what I'm saying? But
speak then, brother.
Yeah, but would definitely say, you know, I'm not shy about, you know, speaking my ideas and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, being a little different with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. Look, this is probably one of the most articulate conversations I've been on the opposite end of while doing this podcast. There's a bunch of raunchy yelling,
yeah,
screaming.
Which we with that too. Like
I'm
we
with it.
With all the smoke, but I'm trying to work on balance.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because life's all about balance.
Yeah.
Life is all about balance.
For sure.
But speaking on the other side, you know, a little bit since we started talking about Avatar, I'm curious, you know, bro, like what you watching, what you into, you know what I'm saying? Wait, first question. Do you play video games?
Yeah, I would say, okay,
bet.
I'm gonna just.
That's all I need to know.
If I elaborated, I'd probably get killed. So I'm just.
No, bro. Trust me.
But yeah,
we watch.
I fuck with a couple things, man.
Bro, we watch everything from anime,
yeah,
cartoons,
yeah,
comic book shit, like.
Yeah.
That, bro.
Nah, so my family is a big sports family, bro.
Oh yeah.
So like even growing up, I'm gonna be honest with you, I wasn't hella into cartoons. Even
wow.
as a child.
Yeah.
Like when we woke up on Saturday mornings, we was watching college football. We wasn't watching like whatever. Yeah.
You were
right. Right, right, right. So we kinda joke about that shit. But definitely as far as what I'm watching now, I know we brought up Snowfall earlier.
Yeah,
people sure. might not assume this, bro, but like I'm into like Grey's Anatomy. You
Fire.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm watching House right
I'm
now.
I'm into This Is Us. You know what I'm
I
saying?
I like that show as well.
I would say this, bro. Like, this shorty that I be around, she told me, she said, you're very emotionally expressive.
Yeah, that's a
and
good
said,
thing to be.
That's an interesting.
That's great.
That's an interesting phrase, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm very, like, very in tune with my emotions. You know?
I just like that's the crazy. Fact that the woman recognized that about you and was able to say it to you because I feel like women don't do, like, for instance, Grey's Anatomy. I watch House. I watch This Is Us. I never really got into Grey's Anatomy, but I definitely know about This Is Us. That shit
It's very emotional.
It was like early on when my man with the glasses that was in Wakanda.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Randall.
Sterling.
So, you know, he's adopted.
Yeah.
So they were like doing like the flashbacks of like them adopting him and shit. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm gonna cry on a goddamn show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it pulls your heartstrings, bro. And like, I watched this shit. I've watched that particular show with a woman, and I'm just like, bro, I'm in here, I'm with you with this, like, but she only acknowledged the boy for my fuck ups, so I'm like, yo, I was in here crying with you, I got the Kleenex, you know what I'm saying? But nah, so this is us, Grey's Anatomy, Snowfall. So yeah. You're not into like the animes and all that shit.
Nah. To keep it real with you, I never was really. I guess exposed, bro. Like I tell people, maybe like Dragon Ball Z.
That's the American
right,
go-to.
Right. You know, I don't even know if it's Boondocks considered.
No, it's American.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. So the anime is considered anything that was made over there, right. Like Japanese or whatever. Yeah, right. Am I right?
Japanese animation.
Yeah. So Boondocks borrows from their style,
right?
But it's
right.
still American.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. I wasn't. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying. I never got bit. You know what I'm saying.
It's cool, man. Yeah. So, it's something that happens. But see,
there's never too late to start.
And they have animes that are just about sports.
Yeah.
There's sports ones. There's cooking, super intellectual ones. There's a bunch of different types.
Okay.
It's not all just fighting, punching,
glowing lights. There's a bunch of them.
There's a lot.
I pride myself on being like a pretty open minded person. Yeah. So like, if y'all sent me some shit, I would definitely, you know, pull it up on YouTube.
It's the guy.
I don't know if you saw. I have a bunch of artwork on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm super into. Yeah. I could give you anything you want.
Yeah.
I'm more of the punch them up.
Yeah, he's like, if they're not fighting, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to know about none of that other shit. I get enough of that other shit in real life.
Yeah.
I need some violence.
That's real, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For real, though, because shit.
Yeah, he gets yelled at like once a day.
Yeah.
Who, but, me?
Yeah.
But to keep it 1,000, though, like, I don't have a TV in my room.
That's also interesting.
Yeah, I don't have a TV in my room. I got a TV in my living room.
Right.
But I don't know, man. Something switched.
You finna get so many bitches off this. You don't understand. I can just see it. He just have a TV in his room. Wow.
Nah, but I don't know when that happened. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, bro. Like I just feel like something about me just fills up my time in certain types of ways.
Right.
And it just ended up being a thing where like sitting down watching TV for like long periods of time,
right.
It just became a thing that like I wasn't with anymore. You know?
Hey, I'm not mad at that at all. I'm not mad at that at all.
So I might, even when I say I watch those shows, like I literally pay for cable,
right.
But I might be watching them on streams, like online when I'm like somewhere where I got some time,
right.
I'm pulling out the laptop or, you know, I might not even be watching it on the TV for real. So.
That's what, bro, you are a different nigga, man. Yeah. I was not expecting this interview to go this way. I don't even want to call it an interview. We don't interview people per se. It's not my.
Just a conversation.
Yeah, we just talking. But I did not expect these things from you, man. I'm highly impressed. I'm a little bit enthused
Yeah.
There's still some motherfuckers. I feel like you and like Common, Lupe, I feel like y'all would have like a very dope intellectual, you know, God bless Nip. If Nip was still here,
yeah,
I feel
R&P like Nip.
Y'all would have a very intellectual conversation, bro, that I could keep up with, but I wouldn't say too much.
Yeah.
I think I'm more of the comedic relief.
Not hey, it's like you were saying about the signs, though, bro. Yeah. Like it's deep. We need every piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we need the guy that's gonna scream,
yeah.
And we need the guy that's gonna whisper.
Yeah.
You know we need all the polar. You know the polar opposites, bro.
That's the only way to get shit done, man.
Yeah.
Like I will say this, for a little bit of time, I was into life path numbers, and I was into like seeing how that. To me,
I'm a four.
We're
fours as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I was thinking like for a while when I was into it, I was like, this is a little bit more my speed than like trying to figure out somebody's sign and then going into all that, your moon, your rising,
yeah,
what time you was born. Like my mom had 5 kids, nigga. She do not remember when I was born. She just know how she spit me out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the life path numbers, especially because like I think my dad's a my dad's an 8, my mom's a 2. Like, I went through my whole shit, and then I started seeing how these definitions of this lines up more with, you know, what I know them to be and how we all interact with each other. Like, me and Dalton are 4s. I think it's thick, or well, you're a 4 as well, so I think we're, like, leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to the homie Willow. You know Willow? He was at the show. He pulled up on me one night. Wild shit, bro. We were supposed to have a fucking session.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing him beats, and he, you know, he vibing, trying to catch a vibe. But then my, I don't know what I should call her since she's mad at me right now. My ex hit me up. She was drunk. Oh, she's been drinking. She's not. She's still driving. She's driving responsibly. She's like, hey, come outside. So I was like, I asked Will, I was like, bro, you cool? Like, if I, he was like, bro, I'm gonna come out there with you. I was like, bet. So we go outside and we literally just start talking about everything. We was outside till like 4 a.m., bro, just sitting down, Indian style. Like, Willow was like, he was dropping knowledge on us. And my ex, she's very knowledgeable too. She's a teacher and all that. So they were ever to have this intellectual conversation where I, like I said, I'm just interjecting shit. So what about this? What about that? Why isn't this like that?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there building, like I said, no music got made that night. And we sitting outside, it's like summertime. We outside getting bit, all type of shit. But we outside, like, building a vibe, like, talking about all these things, the light path numbers, and how, if, you know, Willow kind of put me onto it even more. So he was like, yo, if you got a 2 and a 4, that's like a, like, you doubling up on stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like the, how the power is going to shift. So this before Biden even got, no, Biden, we knew Biden was running, right? So he was like, and this shit amazed the fuck out of me. Cause I was like, when it happened, I was like, bro, this nigga was right. So he was like, this is the longest, I wish I could talk like Willow. And he was like, so this is the longest time that any running person has not announced their running mate.
Mm-hmm.
So that running mate is finna be a bomb. Like, we don't, whoever it is, we don't know who it is. We thinking Obama, we thinking Michelle. Like, who is it? The last person we thought was Kamala, right? So he started going down the list. Oh, Michelle is this. Like, I think 16. Obama's an 8. So yeah. It was like, you see, Michelle really run that because of the double up, blah, blah, blah. So I think he finally looked up Kamala's, and I don't know what her shit is. Don't let me lie. But he was like, it might be Kamala, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I don't think so.
Nah, so it's crazy. So to tell you what's wild, so Willow actually put me on.
Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all familiar with Clubhouse.
The
app.
Yeah.
So I got on the app pretty early, and Willow was one of the guys that was on there as well. And you know, on Clubhouse, man, it's crazy, all type of different topics.
You got right. The good Clubhouse then. Yeah. Early Clubhouse.
I was hella. I think we were on there like November.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Way
so,
better time.
So pretty early on.
Yeah.
But definitely he put me on and kind of helped spark some things, and I even started tapping in with like tarot folks, all type of stuff. So I done definitely started tapping in with the cards and the readings and everything, bro. I'm definitely tapped into just the universe, mm-hmm. spirituality, like all of that.
I'm not opposed to it, bro. It's just I don't want to make a mockery of
it. Yeah. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know people hold this thing sacred, so it's like, let me not, because again, I'm finna say some wild shit. That's just who I am. So at my listening party, Ruby brought her brother, which I've been knowing her brother since we were at elementary, but I didn't meet Ruby till like years later, whatever. So he had his cards. He brought out the tarot cards.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, I forgot.
So I was like, go ahead, read me, my nigga. Tell me some shit about myself.
Yeah.
So he started get to break his shit down. He was like, look, I know you finna put this album out, but this is not the one. Your next album's gonna be the one. The girl that you're talking to right now, she's not the one. There's somebody waiting for you. You just have to go receive them. But they've been there the whole time. I'm like, bro, my nigga. So I went back and I started doing the, you know, the due diligence. I was like, yo, this, hey, what Ho said, this spiritual shit really work.
Spiritual shit really work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, like no cap. Like, that shit, again, I feel like shit like that's dangerous to play with. I play with my life before I play with that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's deep.
Because I don't want to, like, accidentally do some wild shit, you know?
No, I feel you. Definitely something to be mindful of. Yeah. Just be mindful. Yeah. That's literally, like, if we just had that word alone, like, if whenever we end conversations, when we're trying to give people advice, we just say, yo, be mindful.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times we can all, as humans, just become a little careless.
Facts.
And so just being mindful, bro, it makes a huge difference.
Man, look, I think I've always been mindful of shit like that. Like, just knowing I didn't have to wake up today is enough for me to be like, and mind you, I said it before, I'm a wild nigga. I do shit.
Yeah.
I have to. Like, I know a lot of people be like, you don't have to take drugs to be creative. Da, da, da. Like, bitch, maybe you don't, but I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to see how far this rabbit hole goes before I even do something. A lot of the times, even with your music, it's not to say we put metaphors in it or similes or entendres, but our shit really just be layered. Anything could trigger a thought, but that thought is finna take you deep down through there.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, like, the easiest bar you've ever said, like, but that one bar holds so much weight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's really how I view life in general. Like, it could be us having this conversation, but, like, there's more layers to this than what is being shown to us right now.
Correct.
And, like I said, bro, I was big into numbers. Like, I remember telling Dawn when my grandma passed, I was like, I keep looking up and the time is 6:01. Yeah. Every time I look up. And that was happening for, like, a month straight.
Yeah.
My grandma dies. She's from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. The area code is 601.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruh. And when I say shit like that, because I talk to Dalton about it because I know he'll hear me out. He won't judge. But it's not something you can just start telling random people, like, bruh, like, my grandma, because they'll be like, bro, you just looked at the clock at 601, but your grandma's area code's at, like, what's the correlation? It's like, there's something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's wild. It's crazy because you were just talking about the layers to the conversations and even things we're not aware of, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I got a granny from Mississippi as well, and she passed in 2020.
Yeah.
So it's definitely appreciate it, but it's condolences to you as well. Right. But you never know. You know what I'm saying? Know. And I feel like a lot of times we don't have the conversations to find out our common ground
because they're there.
So, like, but if we don't ever have those convos or we don't open up a little bit, then we're never able to establish that common ground. But because you were vulnerable, it allowed me to tell you, like, hey, dog, we got a common ground that we didn't even know about. So definitely vulnerability is another thing. People ain't really tapped in with the vulnerability, bro.
I think it's because people don't want to be hurt on top of being hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's also a stigma with men.
There's a hard stigma with men.
For sure.
Pause. but
you brought it up, man.
I know, but I thought about it. This tequila getting to me. But it's like in disappointment from not being understood. I feel like why most people keep themselves closed up.
For sure.
Like, I have to continue to kind of be lit or electrified for people to know I'm staying the course. So everything I'm saying while I'm in this zone is what I believe to be true.
Yeah.
If I ever waver, if I'm quiet, if I'm too quiet, what's wrong?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
If I'm into that, so I have to continue because I need Dawn to know. You see how expressive I'm being? This is me all the time. So I mean what I'm saying right now. You know what I'm saying? It's usually when I remember this girl's high school. She was like, cause you don't never come to school, not fly or whatever. I was like, yo, it's in me. It's not on me, you know? Nah. But one day I came to school in some sweats. Chris, what's wrong? You know what I'm saying? I was like, really nothing. I just didn't do laundry this week or whatever the fuck. But just little things like that, just even me telling her, like, hey, you know, laundry, whatever, it's no big deal. I still try to pull these sweats out the best way I know how. But like Dalton said, especially with men, it's very hard to even say I didn't do laundry this week.
Yeah.
Because we are so fearful of somebody taking that information and using it against us.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest thing with Drake for the longest is Drake don't have no chinks in his armor.
Yeah.
Pusha T came and exposed this man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With even Meek exposing the writing, I'll say Meek because the Pusha thing was different.
Yeah.
But Meek saying Drake had go, look how the conversation changed about this man.
Yeah.
He was already on track to being the greatest one of, because it's still Kanye, but one of the greatest artists
yeah.
that's ever touched a microphone.
Yeah.
But he don't write his raps.
Mm-hmm.
So how can he be? But I thought we said artist. If he's an artist, then shit, we talking about Mike.
Yeah.
We talk now. I damn near want to go to bat and say Prince probably wrote all his own music. Like, maybe not his not all the arrangements. Maybe
yeah.
But the songs, I'm pretty sure he penned all those.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I can't see him listening to anybody. That's the one thing
that he don't like. You know what I'm saying? All respect.
But I will say, like, the thing is, we never know.
We never know.
That's the unspoken part, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are the things that I want to know.
But as like rap students and people that do this too, you know, we do understand that if tomorrow it came out that Rakim didn't write his shit, it would be like,
that's it. Rap never existed.
It would be like, so he didn't reach inside his pocket and all he felt was lit. Like,
right, right.
Like, so. Definitely,
shaking
like, totally under,
yeah,
all of that,
yeah.
But definitely understand that. But at the same time, I just take things for what they are,
yeah.
You know. And I do believe that there's like a certain authenticity that can be felt in music, you know. So just because I like an artist, that don't mean every song they ever dropped I'ma feel that, right? So there may be songs where like I say, damn, bro, this album right here, this was crazy. I felt like damn near every song I felt it.
Right.
But then there may be times where it's like, I wasn't rocking with that. Didn't feel
nah.
That didn't feel how I needed it to feel. You know, as a fan.
See, yeah, that's how I feel about Take Care, bro. But you always kill me.
Wow. Yeah. So let's see. What's your hold on?
Go ahead.
Let's do this. I don't know how often y'all address this on the pod, but
we can do it every time because somebody needs to change his mind.
Let's talk. I'm good. I'm open minded.
Everybody always gets mad about that.
Nah, let's talk. What's your thoughts though?
See, look. I'm a Drake fan. I like Drake. I have no issues with Drake. But that album, everybody was like really crazy about it.
Yeah.
And it just didn't like, the real reason, honestly, is because that album is the sad singing Drake.
Yeah.
And that's not the Drake I like.
Yeah.
I like the cocky, like, I like cocky Drake. Yeah. Rapping Drake. And then that's why, if you're reading this, It's Too Late was like so
yeah
dope for me. Cause that's when he was like, I was like, oh, he know now.
Yeah,
no yeah.
But even like Lord Knows, Underground Kings.
No, I like songs on there, but like it's a whole album.
Yeah,
like I skip a lot of it.
I hear you. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, but I listen to
Cameras is one of the greatest songs ever created. At least
that album. Like, man, I tell people all the time, music has to do with how you feel about music has to do with where you're at in your life too.
Yeah, facts.
So like I remember like me and Shorty went to Best Buy to go grab the Take Care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bought it too because I thought it was gonna be something.
Yeah. but it's crazy because I mean you said if you're reading this it's too late, like did it for you. And like me, I'm probably one of the biggest Drake fans I know, and like we don't even listen to If You're Reading This.
What?
Yeah, we don't.
I'm more shocked about that than Take Care.
Like, yeah, we don't.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we don't really listen to that over here. You know what I mean?
Why is that? But because of the ghostwriting thing?
A little bit of that, but also like I don't know. Even when it came out, I don't ever remember like being like, man, 10 Bands, the greatest song ever.
Now,
like,
now 10 Bands is okay.
Which is the problem with the Hoopla, I feel like.
Right.
It's like if it would have came out, like even going back to Take Care, if it would have came out that somebody wrote Look What You've Done. You know, which is like if it came out that somebody wrote like I was at my uncle's house and the pool was 70 degrees. Like
right.
If somebody wrote that, then I would be like, I can't believe anything anymore. But if somebody said 10 Bands, fuck it, man. I need 100
It don't
bands.
Matter.
Like,
but there's
not that it don't matter, but it's like
that didn't impress you.
That didn't add no points. So if we want to just take that off, I'm cool with the points being deducted.
See, Jungle's my favorite Drake song.
Jungle, okay, cool. I know a lot of people that like that.
It's just the vibe. That vibe was like
so
off
crazy. That project. Like I might have been more into like Six Man.
That yeah, Six Man's a shit.
Yeah, Six Man, like Lil Will. You know what I'm saying?
My
yeah.
favorite Drake album is actually Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah, me too. Me
but,
too.
But that one was, I was like, oh, he talking shit now. I just yeah. like talking shit, Drake.
Yeah, Nothing Was the Same and Take Care definitely are in their own bracket for me personally. Okay. They're in their own thing. And then honestly, kind of like almost everything else is separate. Thank Me Later, a lot of people have like mixed feelings about
I like that album.
I love it, but I understand that it's just because of where I was at in my life at that time. Right. I was a teenager. You know, he was my new favorite guy. You know,
right,
I knew
right.
like there's this guy from Degrassi. I heard his mixtape. Like
yeah, Comeback with Trey Songz.
Yeah, so it was yeah, Replacement Girl.
So
yeah.
far gone.
I remember hearing Brand New for the first time. Like I remember it all. So
this is the thing. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Nah, go.
I got hip to Drake late. Mm. I knew about Replacement Girl because I used to watch Degrassi.
Yeah.
And they used to show his video in between shows on Noggin or whatever. You remember when Nick Cannon took that shit over?
Yes, I do.
He was the president?
Yep.
That's wild. Y'all niggas need to stop saying Nick Cannon lame, bro.
Nick Cannon got bread.
That nigga, and he hit some hoes. So, but I was late to the party on Drake, and I don't think I really just, like, so say that, when that album come out? Like, November, October, November?
Which one?
The one when he wearing the peacoat.
Comeback season?
Oh, that's comeback season. I'm not sure though.
Ooh, that was a long time ago.
Okay, yeah, that was like 07.
Okay, I had to catch that during the summer on YouTube. Like when I first downloaded.
Yeah,
Fruity
I
Loops.
Got it off DatPiff.
I had to go and listen.
I was on DatPiff.
Oh no, I'm lying. It was because the Leaky Law joint is on.
So Far Gone.
Okay,
So Far Gone.
Reverse everything
yeah,
I just said.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to catch So Far Gone.
So Far Gone was huge,
bro. I had to catch that later.
Got rich off a mixtape.
That was February 13th.
Cause Leaky Law joint, I was like, yeah. What is this? Cause mind you,
bro,
this
he had Omarion on that bitch.
Yeah,
yeah. This around the time
shit.
Kanye did 808s.
Yeah, Wayne on there. Like Wayne is being for real, bro.
What are you finna say? What are you finna
Look,
say?
Fam, like if we talking about proms.
Oh, he's undeniable.
It's Wayne, fam.
Look, we and him still listen to Carter 1 and 2. I saw them arguing about Lil Wayne last night. Like who go back and listen to Wayne?
Nah.
If you don't go back and listen to Carter 1 and 2 and all the mixtapes in between Carter 2 and Carter 3,
Drought 3,
you are
like what?
Insane.
Dog, sometimes we just drive and listen to The Mob all the time.
Yeah.
Bruh, 5 minutes of just rapping,
yeah,
bro. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely I don't know if y'all saw, I just did a freestyle like a couple weeks back to Hit Him Up.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Man, look.
But yeah, man, I'm like Wayne is really like he's so good that I knew I could never be him. Does that make sense? Like
no,
he
absolutely.
Was so he was such a guy.
You couldn't
to
see
me,
a flaw.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas some of these other guys, I can kind of see pieces, which may be a distinction kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's like there's certain guys where I'm like, damn, I admire you, but I can't even try
because it was that mixtape run was undeniable. Like I to this day, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And then I remember the Carter 3 was dropping. It came out the week after Watch the Throne because they were like, Watch the Throne breaks the record for. Then Lil Wayne just beat it by like a shit ton. Like the next week, I was like, holy shit. And
2.8.
And the crazy thing was that album leaked.
Yeah.
The week of Watch the Throne because I already heard it, but I still bought it because I was like, yo, this is crazy.
We were all waiting for that.
I was
What is your favorite Wayne album?
Oh, Carter 2.
Same.
Carter 2. I to me honestly I try not to be judgy.
Sure.
But I'm kind of judgy.
We all are a little judgy. We all have that.
But if you don't say Carter 2, I'm not really sure where you at with it.
Okay, this is my thing.
That is my favorite Wayne album.
Yeah, if you
Carter 2 is my favorite album, but the leaks for 3?
Yeah. No, Drought 3. So, if we just can put everything on the table.
No. But you know he dropped Carter 3.
Yeah,
so, he had to, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
saying
know.
The Carter 3 leaks.
Yeah.
Damn near.
Yeah.
So but, like, right now, like, to be honest with you, bro, my favorite, like, Wayne shit will be, like I'm a Beast. And I'm Raw.
Bro, high school, freshman year.
Hard body.
Niggas wouldn't even tell you how to get the Wayne shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's how.
Yeah.
Like, I remember niggas. I was singing a song after football practice. This is back when I was playing football, and a nigga looked over the stall. It was like, "How you know that song? Wait, so you're only privy to this information? Like, I'm not supposed to be able to listen to, because there were certain niggas that like knew about that piff or whatever and got the shit.
Yeah,
niggas want to share information.
Yeah. Shit, LimeWire.
Yeah, well, by that time, I think LimeWire was already...
Maybe so.
Bro, I used to...
But I used CDs. To use... Bro, what?
Yeah, I was on it.
How many times did you get Bill Clinton? I did not have sex. Nigga, you get on LimeWire and see Kanye, God, Chaka Zulu featuring Malcolm X. Bro, what? I got to hear this. Time. The whole computer doing a Harlem Shake. Man, this is done.
Oh, boy.
But nah, bro, like, that's how crucial Wayne was to the culture at that time. Like, you had to
be... Especially in the South, boy.
You had to be cool enough to even get this from me.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at these niggas like, bro, I am the ultimate cool nigga. I heard this shit months ago. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But even Kendrick, when Kendrick first came out, like, it was still kind of a hush-hush.
Yeah.
I remember the homie Vant, well, his rapper name is Hanani. I'm going to this Kendrick Lamar show, man. This back when niggas was going to the thrift store faithfully putting outfits together. Man, I miss those days. But I was like, Kendrick Lamar? I was like, yeah, go have fun with that. Next thing you know, this nigga dropped Swimming Pools. Let me go listen to this guy.
Yeah.
Dog, I went to a show with Kendrick and Schoolboy Q.
A Trees, right?
Nah, it was even a smaller place than that. Mm. Like, it was like a, it was on Indie Bellum, but, and then Mixed by Ali was DJing.
Wow.
And Mixed by Ali came out with a white t-shirt and some basketball shorts.
Thuggy.
Yeah, and then Schoolboy Q came out first, and he was like, and I swear, it was like 20 people in there, probably. And it was very empty. And he was like, how many people got my album? And like me and like somebody else raised their hand. He's like, that's not a fucking enough. He's like, I still owe Ali $20. And so he was like doing his show, but he was doing Setbacks, the whole Setback album. That's like an old one.
Right.
And Kendrick came out and did Overly Dedicated. And, like, it was just so weird. And then next thing I know.
These niggas, the niggas.
Yeah, I had a, I got a family friend named Arian Lee. And he was just tapped in with them from early. He's an artist from
the rapper, Arian Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dog. back at, when we used to go to South by all the time, he was always out there.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I got plenty of his mixtapes.
Yeah, bro. I mean, he was working. I mean, he probably been working 15 years, maybe more.
Yeah.
But he was like the guy that kind of exposed me to those guys. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was Schoolboy. He would tell us like, yo, the homie Kendrick's coming from California. And we would kind of be like,
who?
Oh, like, okay. Like, Kendrick, you know?
Okay.
But then I remember when Lookout for Detox dropped. Yeah. That was when like my mom was like, oh, buddy.
Look out for detox was like
that was the first one where I was like, whoa, different.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, man, I'm a hell of a student of this shit, man. And definitely dope that y'all are too. Like, even the stories that you telling, the stories you telling, from locals to like the guys that are the biggest in the game. Cause like the story, like in a way, I know this might sound crazy, but like the story you told about Hanani is like as impactful to me as the story he told about Kendrick.
Yeah,
in Hanani, his own way.
Because Hanani was, this is what I admire about him. Because we went, like I said, me, him, and Lonnie, my mom's a registered nurse. Mm. So I never really felt anything. When my brother died, I felt a lot because paying for a funeral is not cheap. And my dad just had to file for bankruptcy because his some shit with the taxes, you know what I'm saying? He owned his own business, all that shit. So, and when my mama bounced back, she bounced back hard. She still didn't buy me no Jordans, which I gotta talk to her about that. I feel like I was not exposed to the culture. But, oh, I told you why I wasn't exposed to Jordans, though.
Yeah.
Because Alex did not fuck with Michael Jordan. So, I'm like, you halted that for me, man.
Yeah.
But going to high school, like, my mom was like, my mom gave me $20 for Monday through Wednesday, which high school niggas looking at you like you're a millionaire. Like, facts. And we used to go off campus. And then on Wednesday to Friday, she'll give me another $20. This is how it worked every week. So me, Hanani, and the homie Buddha, Lonnie, we had to Lonnie was the only one with the car. I had the bread. Vash just came along for the ride. But I used to have to split that 20 between us three.
Yeah.
So that, you know, this my freshman year. So this like Big Sean popping out, Currency with Dame Dash at Blue Rock, yeah. The Cool Kids, like all this shit. We used to like bang this shit.
Crit and
Lonnie's Honda. And so like Vance, obviously he's Nigerian, and you know, he always had this, he's always been a fashion guy. Like always. Yeah,
make his own clothes.
All that shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, we were finna go. This is like right after high school. Vance was like in it. Like he made a whole pair of overalls from scratch. I was like, let me take them overalls to the tour. I'm gonna wear them on tour. Make sure you know your shit get out there. He let me take them, all that shit. I broke the clips and all that shit. I know he was pissed. But like when he started doing music, I think I was the first person he came to see, because at that time I was already, you know, I'd already did the Chaz thing and
Phil.
I ain't do Phil yet. Pause. God damn. I did. I hadn't worked with Phil. Wait, no, I did do. I probably did too much at that time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I thought you meant the big joint. But
No.
But so Vance was like, yeah, I'm finna do music, bro. Like, I was like, yeah, bro, we finna fuck with you. So the first song we ever did was Bounce.
Okay.
And then I don't think I seen him for a while after that, as far as music goes.
Yeah.
Then like all of a sudden in February, yo, we finna put Bounce out. I was like, nigga, what? I was like, yeah, if it worked, got the SoundCloud deal, all that. I said all this to say, Vince has come a very, very, very long way.
Yeah. Nah, I haven't ever even got a chance to meet him in person, but I saw the video for, I believe it's Eastside.
Yeah.
It very authentic. Yeah. Like I seek out authenticity. Like, literally, all I want people to be themselves. Like, if you're yourself and I can resonate with it, then, like, you won already in my eyes, no matter what the result is.
That's just a little bit of a disadvantage for a nigga like me, though. Bro, you got to understand, bro, which you probably can attest to, because I'm sure, like, when you was growing up, you went to a school that was, like, predominantly white.
Type shit.
You had a few black, few Mexicans, maybe even a few people from Africa, like Morocco and all Chinese. Yeah. A little bit. I had to do that too. But I wasn't automatically accepted by these people.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, she likes to watch Lizzie McGuire and he likes Pokemon.
Yeah.
And he fucks with Drake. So I'm finna fuck with all this just so I can be, you know, because I was a little Dust Mite back in the day. I'm not the handsome guy y'all see before y'all today. Say I ain't always been this nigga, you know?
Yeah.
But being authentic, but that was true to who I was in order to get into certain rooms.
Right.
And I had to continue to do that to this day. First time I seen Dawn's dad, I judged the fuck out of Dawn. I'm like, bro, this is your dad? What are y'all doing over here? You know what I'm saying? His dad came out in a robe. Nothing on under the robe. It's some cowboy boots. I was like, oh, we in for a ride, baby. We are in for a ride. But shout out to Keith. That nigga said, you hungry, bitch? That's the first thing he ever said to me. You hungry, bitch? I was like, no. The nigga was eating tortilla chips by themselves playing. I said, this nigga's a maniac.
Me and my dad are nothing alike,
bruh, like, at all. That's why I was like, what is this dynamic?
Yeah.
But nah,
it's not good.
Nah, but nah, Vance is very he's an artist through and through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's still, we have conversations all the time just trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, him more so than me. I don't have nothing figured out but what I need to know about myself.
Right.
Like, as far as music industry, how to get people to listen to shit.
Yeah.
I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't care. I just want to make music when I want to. And when I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But even working with Armani, like.
Yeah, shout out my dog, too. Like, we really, we tapped into some different shit. Like, we tapped in on some non-musical shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we got mutual people involved.
That's when he told me
there's a bloodline connection. You know what I'm saying? So we not we not even worried about the music.
Yeah, you know? when you came over and talked to him,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, bro, it's on some other shit. Yeah. I was like, okay.
I do. Nah, yeah. For sure. It's just one of them things. But shout out to him, and it's dope that what you were able to do in collaboration with him. You know, as far as his project and everything, I talked to him about it a lot, but I don't think I ever got a chance to talk to you about it. But definitely, from a sonic perspective, don't think it was necessarily what I would have guessed. You know what I'm saying? Especially on what was his first one, correct?
This is definitely his first one.
Yeah.
He put out singles and stuff. But
yeah,
we already knew we were going to do this back when me and Brandon did 2.5 minutes till midnight, because he was just fucking with the sound. Like, he was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So I got to fuck with the nigga who do it. And I was like, in time, Grasshopper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so he finally was just like, Chris, bro, like, I'm ready. Like, I don't give a fuck what you doing. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like, well, come over. Let me see, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you ready?
Yeah. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, bro. And I say this often about Armani, man. He's the only artist that I've ever worked with that I have more songs with than I do myself.
Mm.
Like, he was over there every day. So he's like,
he was over there a lot. Yeah.
He was over there a lot. I was like, hey, my nigga, you ain't got no bedtime or nothing. And it's one thing that surprised me about his project in particular is how people gravitated towards it. Cause I was like, a lot of those beats I already had done. The ones I had to make, I only worked on them that day.
Yeah.
Like, when he came over, I'll cook up the beat and he'll rap and I wouldn't touch it. So to hear everybody like, bro, this is all, I'm like, this is what y'all niggas want?
Yeah.
It's wild to figure that out with the people, because I would have went back and,
yeah,
I would make that shit like a symphony or something. Right, you know what I'm saying? But like, I literally chopped, put drums, that's it. Here you go.
Yeah.
You
know?
And I never told him this because I never want him to think that he's like got one up on me or anything. His thing is like, he think he rap better than me, which is hilarious. But he did inspire me. He did put a battery in my back. When I started Talk to Me Nice, I had like 2-3 songs. And then I would let him hear it, and he was like, bro, this shit, what are you doing over here? Like, why you don't give me no beats like this? I'm like, I thought I was doing okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I was like, if you fucking with this, I'm gonna take it up more.
Yeah.
And every time I took it up a notch and let him hear it, he would give it back. And I just don't know what the audience wants, because I don't ever try to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, when you throw something out there to see what people, I don't try to like crowdsource shit.
Yeah.
I just like, this is what I feel. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
Nah, for sure. I think one of the dopest parts about you, I tell one of my friends this, I'm an artist, bro, where like, I kind of see things for what they are. So like, when I see them, like one time, I think in a text message you told me, you said, imagine this is the movie without the CGI. You know what I'm saying? And like, for me, bro, like, I just see the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not even thinking like, what if this has CGI?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, hey, we gonna make the best movie we can right now. So it's dope. Cause I already know, you be listening to shit, you be like, bro, that should have been, a bomb should have gone off and the whole shit should have dropped out and everything went silent and then went like loud, so it burst niggas' eardrums and then came back down to regular, like,
yep. That's correct.
He's my engineer too. So yeah. Oh, everything shit, you're saying.
So but nah, just on a serious note though, like, for you, I think that's such a great thing for you. You know what I'm saying? If not for anybody else, you know, and I tell one of my artist friends that might send me like a kind of like a first draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, dope, I purchased that shit.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks later, it's like different. Some whole other shit with like different colors. The shit is flipped upside down. Like, and I'm like, damn, I didn't see what you saw.
Right.
So like, appreciate the vision.
I think that's why I said me and Dalton should have a production deal, to bring it back to that, because I was like, I can't think about all this other shit when I'm focused on trying to get just that one song. There's going to be change, like nothing too wild, but I got to get it how I see it.
Yeah.
Or I'm not putting it out.
Right, right, right.
So that's why I feel like I need somebody else to worry about who to market to, how to get it out there. Because I'm busy trying to make sure this is the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And even with that's why, even with the Armani thing, that's why it was like so strange to me that so many people liked it. Because then it took me back. So I had to look at this situation from a different angle. Like, are people and Da Vinci is an engineer of mine too. I don't know if you've heard of Da Vinci Wave.
Yeah, he did Joseph shit.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to Joseph. He mixed my album and he mixed Armani's album. So he did a beautiful job. And obviously Armani did a beautiful job with the rapping, but I'm still looking at the big picture. So I'm like, bruh, why do they like this? Like, I was trying, and it sounds bad to say out loud, like I'm dissing my homies, because I'm not. I'm literally looking at it from, like, if I was a coach and I knew my team was out there, they was doing what they do, but they just beat LeBron. And you still got to be like, what play did I call that got that shot to go up and all that? I look at everything. I really do. Even like with Chaz's joint, when it came down, the first record that like did anything for me.
Right.
I just made that shit. Like on you, like I mean on FL. Like I'm using stock sounds from Citrus. Everybody heard this sound because everybody got the stocks. I'm like, this not finna work, bro.
Yeah.
He took that and made it something. But I'm still thinking like, Kanye can rap on any beat. I'm probably gonna like the verse because it's Kanye and I know blah blah blah. But like, if the beat ain't hot, I don't like what he did with the new version of Easy, just jumped over Jumpman. Because you remember when that song dropped, you played that like five times. That dropped on New Year's one year.
The original version, yeah.
And he redid it, so I was like, bro, this is not even. Why did he
don't
do
hit
that?
The same, yeah.
So I'm looking at shit like that. From a production standpoint, like, bro, I didn't even give y'all all the colors that I saw with this. Mm-hmm. But people still like it. That is the most weirdest thing to me.
To me, bro, like, you play football, you said.
A little bit.
Well, what position did you play?
I play right tackle.
All right, I was hoping you would at least say, like, running back, fullback, I respect it, though. So, like,
I came to football. I came to tryouts late. They just threw me in the mix.
This is how I look at it, bro. Like, me and my brother talk a lot about flash. You know, I'm a flash-like person, like, in terms of others. Uh-huh. I'm very, like, attracted to, like, when I'm watching, I'm attracted to, like, you know what I'm saying? The spins and, you know what I'm saying, jukes, whatever. But, like, I had to realize that, like, even if a person can't spin, like, if he can run through the cat, then, like, to get to the touchdown.
Derrick Henry?
It's Derrick Henry. That's the guy in my mind.
Yeah.
So, like, it's 6 points regardless of if I spun or not.
Right.
If I got the 6 points, right? So, or even if you look at basketball, like, I think about it like, shit, if somebody go up and they just dunk it.
Or you're the Spurs.
Exactly. Like, Boris Diaw shit count just as much as LeBron shit.
It does.
And LeBron learned that. And that's my dog, too. Yeah. That's my number one guy.
Yeah.
But that's how I think about it. Like, I think
that's
about
a great
it
way
like
to look at it.
Like, it's all 6 points. It's all 6 points for real, bro.
Yeah.
Even though in our minds, it's like, that was not the same.
Right.
Like, there's no way you could tell me it was the same.
Right.
But it's
but don't you think I've been saying this on the pod since we had Don Visuals on.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think it's important to know that this is LeBron and this is just another NBA player?
Yeah.
Like, there has to be some separation, right?
Yeah, but LeBron don't got to worry about that.
He's LeBron.
He's already the guy.
He's the guy. So you don't got
to
worry about
being Chris. The audience needs to,
You don't got to worry about being Chris. Just be Chris, bro. You don't got to try to do extra Chris. You're already Chris. Yeah. So the simple, listen.
Yeah.
The simple Chris is Chris.
Yeah.
Is that like.
That makes sense.
I understand that the souped up Chris is like, nah, these niggas really going to feel this shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm on that. I'm with all the smoke.
Yeah.
But I had to realize like, Kendrick got this line. He say, I know some rappers using big words to make their similes curve. My simplest shit be more pivotal.
Yeah.
And I said, damn.
Yeah.
I said, damn. Earlier you brought it up, like metaphors, da, 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 da. Like, I said, damn. Like, that's something that me and Debbie Stones talk about a lot. Yeah. Like, I actually be, like, having my bars or whatever. I take pride in my bars. But sometimes you can say, like, the simplest shit. Like, I said a line the other day. I said, like, I ain't got a dollar from niggas. Somehow they seeking karma.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not a metaphor. But, like, the way I delivered it. It's like, I know when people hear it, they're going to say, like, damn.
Absolutely.
It's how you say it.
Yeah, delivery.
Delivery is extremely important. Delivery will make a niggas who did not go as hard word-wise.
Yeah.
It'll make it sound like.
Why do you think I like Cam'ron so fucking much?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam'ron is a GOAT, bro. I got to watch that Drink Champs.
Oh, yeah, man. We was talking about that. Yeah, we was talking about that. Fact. Yeah.
But nah, definitely just something I try to, you know, remember this shit is that, like, when I wake up in the morning and I fucking brush my hair and I brush my teeth and I, you know, wash my hair, all that shit, I'm me, right?
Yeah.
It's the most important.
So no matter what happened, like right now, if we turn this off and I say, yo, Chris, you got, like, can you play me anything? Like, you got some beats on the phone? Like, what if I start freestyling? Like, even though it's going to be imperfect, whatever, like, whatever, I feel like I'm probably going to come up with something dope.
Right.
Because I'm me.
That's fire, man. I, not the same for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, because, bruh, to navigate through this world, my dad said the most important thing I've ever heard in my life about why he was an alcoholic.
Mm.
He said, I just couldn't face this world sober.
Mm.
I was like, I need to get that tatted.
Yeah.
I need to get that trademark.
Yeah.
I need to put that as a tagline for a movie, because that's like the realest shit I ever heard. And then and him saying that, it just made me realize, like, again, I drink, you know, I dabble with the drugs, you know what I'm saying? I know when and where to be. I can never truly be my full self in any room that I'm in. Mm. It's too much.
Mm.
It's too, you know how Jonathan is?
Sure.
I would be that if I had, see, that's what I was trying to get Jonathan to understand, which I'm glad he never conformed. I'm glad he's staying himself.
Yeah.
Because if I would have told him, bro, the bitches don't like that, man. Switch it up to do this, you know what I'm saying? Or do this or do that. Being my full self is just too much. Like you said, the boom, the bop. The beat, like how the roller coaster go up and drop down. Like, when you really think about everything you got to do, bro, everything you got to do to get, put your song out.
Yeah,
you done did 6-7 jobs.
Nah, for sure.
That you should get paid for. But imagine running like that all day.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
I gotta produce this, produce that, do the pod, be the man. You know what I'm saying? Do that. I'm like, bro, if you don't think I'm crazy, then. Joke's on you.
Yeah, but like,
I gotta tame that.
Yeah.
So like, for you to be able to just freestyle and feel like you finna come up with some fly shit because you just you, I gotta establish me I'm finna be today.
But but I will say, like, for me, I think about it now, like, so I'm multifaceted. It might be things that I know how to do that, like, my homie that raps too, he don't know how to do, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I always say to myself, like, damn, glad I'm on this side of that.
Right.
Right? So like, glad that, like, if I, like, I'm not, you're not coming to me for beats.
Right.
Right. Like, I'm not, you,
not yet.
I'm not coming to, you're not coming to my pod.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's several interactions that have already occurred. Mm-hmm. And really only one of them was one where my thing was like, you were coming into my world, even though it was, and even then it was a shared world.
Well, you talking about putting your album out?
And really the concert.
Okay,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Our worlds collided, where you were a little bit in my world.
Right.
But really outside of that, I'm living in your world.
I guess for the time being.
And I'm not like being too humble.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, when I'm in your position, when I am in your position, I'm happy to be in your position.
I'm glad you're here, my brother.
Versus being in mine. You know what I'm saying?
I know you said you had to go to work tonight, but he didn't hesitate.
Not always
to
super.
Take this cup. You know what I'm saying?
Super good. We super good. I'm locked in, bro. We can do whatever we can do whatever we need to do.
Where we at? We at 123. We got about 7 more minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Dalton, what you got for me, man? Like, you got anything for me? I feel like you ain't really asked nothing.
I was letting him get all his artistry stuff out.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Because I don't rap, so.
He did, though.
Yeah.
Okay. He went by Danny Phantom.
Back in the, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a very long time ago.
He got the MPC and all that shit over there.
Yeah.
He getting back into producing.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna make an album.
Yeah.
With some melodic shit.
Let me ask you this, man. Since we got 7 minutes, we might as well just like shoot from them hip.
Let's do it.
What's one artist from the city you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
Oh, man. Jason Lyric.
Mean.
Jason Lyric. For
like
sure.
That.
For sure.
I like that.
Shit, man. But honestly, I'm open to whatever possibilities.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel like I can only, you know, like maneuver in one area.
Right.
So there's hella artists. Me and LaVoice, you know, got things in the tuck, but we definitely gotta get something out real soon.
She's supposed to be on the pod, man.
Okay. Yeah.
She's supposed to come.
Yeah, you know. No, you never.
She's moving. We're letting her.
It's time. Time, man. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
Like, I would say this. In 2021, I've had a whole bunch of stuff that was supposed to happen in 2020 happen this year.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff came back around where it was like, damn, we've been talking since last February, and it's just now clicking. Hey. So definitely dope to kind of have that happen. But honestly, man, a lot of the other folks like I've been able to work with as far as just like the what I call like, I guess, like the independent hip hop scene. You know what I'm saying?
I call it the underground, man.
Yeah. I don't know. Like something about it. I don't know. Like something. I don't know why I don't say underground. You know what I'm saying? But I guess I just. I don't know. I feel like.
I personally hate local.
Yeah, I think that's why I say independent, and I think the reason why I say that is because I'm kind of projecting what I see for the future.
Yeah.
So with underground, I think like, I kind of think in terms of finality, with a lot of things. I think
I'm not smart enough. What does that word mean?
So I think of things as like being final.
Yeah.
So if we call something. Underground,
mm-hmm.
I kind of think of it like, damn,
it's gonna be underground.
It's gonna be that always,
right?
But if I call it independent, then that could be dope. That
want.
Could be independent forever, and that could be the greatest thing ever. But I mean, with the semantics, but right. But yeah, man. Me and Coach Tev got to work again. Me and Devi Stones, we work out of the same studio. Me and Breon,
Breon Zaylin.
I don't know if y'all are in tune, but there's an R&B artist from out here named Zaylin. He's nice. He's nice.
Okay. He's on your album, man.
Yeah. Soul Ties. So definitely Zandria Caesar, Lexay, me and Lexay.
I think I just had a conversation with her.
Yeah, man. But there's a lot of artists, bro, like some Bando, me and Esco, shit. We gotta get our shit out. Like really, I would say this, bro. It's not so much as like who haven't I worked with that I wanna work with. It's more so the people I've worked with. Getting the music out.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's like 15 records I have that just got to come out.
Right.
I don't know if you saw my tweet about don't use that verse again anywhere. I'm trying to make this my thriller, my beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, my Purple Rain, so to speak. So I'm not rushing to put anything out. But all the verses that I had back, I got William S. on there,
Jay Luce.
Jay Luz, he just sent me that thong thong back.
Yeah.
I got, you know, because I said this is gonna be my last album. I'm ready to transition to the other side of things, like 9 to 5, complaining about my back hurting, those type of things. I've been doing music for so long, bro. So long.
How long?
Professionally, if you want to call it professionally, I've been doing music since 2008.
When's the first time you ever like pressed the note?
First, second grade, man.
Yeah.
Jonathan's parents had a piano in their house. which is wild. Jonathan's dad used to run the vending machines up at London's Barbershop in Arlington. Staple in the community. I don't know what happened to him. They should be back. but his dad used to run the vending machines. So he used to have like all the hot Cheeto, you know, 32 count of this and that, the Snickers, the Skittle. So I used to go down there and get candy, buy it from him straight up, you know. Yeah. I ain't like beg for no candy and no shit. But like, I used to go in there and I just used to like play around on the piano. I've always been into music though, or at least entertainment. I always thought I was going to be signed by Puff Daddy since I was a kid.
Shout out Diddy.
I don't know why. I think it was just because he was so charismatic and energetic and out there.
Sure.
I might have been there, which is wild because my dad always said I was a timid as a child, but I always felt like I could do that.
Yeah.
If I looked the part, I guess. And I never really looked the part until I realized, you know, it ain't the man. I mean, it's not the clothes, it's the man.
Right.
And so, but professionally, like I said, I would say like seventh grade, I first got into producing, just trying to figure it out, learn the program. And then I met Chaz French. I don't know if you know, I heard of him, but, he went to South with Dalton. Dalton went to South GP in Grand Prairie.
Yeah.
Chaz's parents moved, so he ended up coming to Bowie. And he entered in a talent show, and I was like, I was known as the music guy at school. So Chaz was light-skinned, and he was dressing very loud, skinny jeans and colorful shit, and all the girls was like, all of, I was like, man, this nigga comes stealing my thunder a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
He did it South, too. Can't even lie.
So he, these are all facts. Very charismatic guy, man. So he, goddamn, it was like, I seen him perform, like, we had this talent show, it was called the Hollywood Bowl.
It was big.
It was a huge event at our school. And he got selected to perform in it, and I didn't. So I was like, okay, maybe he's...
I was there, I remember.
Yeah, I was like, maybe he's...
Because I had to take him.
Dog drives us everywhere.
I was a taxi man.
I was like, maybe I'm not cut out for this. Maybe I'm not as good as I think I am, you know? Because I was more of the, I don't have any work to show, but my ego is here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm more ego to, like, I'm the best... That's why me and Kanye are like, because I'm the best artist ever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I finally, I'll never forget, bro. It was like Thanksgiving break. And they're, you know, they let everybody out at the same time, Thanksgiving break.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I see him in the hallway. I was like, hey, man, we need to link on some music.
Yeah.
He was like, okay. Dalton brought him to my house. The first beat me and Chaz rapped on was Run This Town. Kicked my ass. Because mind you, I'm just like you. I'm a student. I know I got to come home. You know, the bars got to be there. I got to stay some crazy. Yeah, man. He came us off. I was like, okay, maybe I'm not a rapper.
Right.
Maybe I am just supposed to make beats. I'm good at beats. I can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Started making beats. I was like, bro, I really want to get on this song. Chaz was like one of the first people that was like, then do it.
Yeah.
So we were putting out song. Like, our thing was, we put out a song every Friday.
Okay.
On Facebook. This was back in the Facebook days. We put out a song every Friday. So I would literally make a beat. We would record. Dalton would make sure it sounds like okay for what it is.
And, well, back then, I was actually in my studio school. So I used to just.
I'm talking about when we was recording at your house, though.
Oh, but even before that.
No, after.
This is after.
Yeah, you first was the school. You graduated. Oh, now you're working for
Beyond.
So now we're recording at the crib.
Got it.
Long story less long. Chaz moves back to DC. He got signed by Raheem Devon's management label. Then a bunch of shit happened with that. So I stayed rapping with some friends that we met. I met through them. Like, we was like, all right, let's just do our thing. And I made a beat for us. Chaz was like, send me some beats. And at this time, I wasn't technically savvy. I'm still not. At least now I know how to make attachments and shit. Because back then, if I sent four beats, but I only meant to send three, you finna get all four. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I sent him one beat that was meant for us, but I was just like forwarding the email, like, these are the beats that I got. But I, so he was like, yo, if you love, this was Chaz line. I see why he usually gets so many bitches. The nigga said, if you love me, you'll give me this beat. I was like, I mean, I do love you, but this was for us. I can't do that, man. He was like, bro, if you love me, you'll give me this beat.
Yep.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Fuck it, nigga. Here you go.
Yeah.
Took that shit. And it became Came Down.
Yeah.
My, not the biggest song I've produced to date, but like, it started everything for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, beautiful story, bro.
Yeah. It was very, you know, so doing all that, I'm just like, bruh, like, doing, I work with Chaz and Phil Ade and Wale and Brandon and Armani and Vance and like Braxo, like, there's just a bunch of people in between me putting out albums.
Yeah.
But I just got to the point where I was like, bro, I haven't done anything that I feel like I haven't been good at in a while. Like, I wanna learn how to build a fucking house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're almost seeking out to be humbled. I think that's what it is.
Bro, get this nigga off my pod.
No,
you're speaking too much.
But yeah, I think that's what it is.
This nigga reading me like a book.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, bro. Like, and I can read it because I can read myself. Right? So I can read that, like, I'ma just try some shit so I can say, like, I'ma keep doing shit till I ain't dope.
Yeah. That's the only way. Like, yeah, man, like, as soon as, like, when I first started painting my nails, I went back to Jackson with these hoes.
Yeah.
Nigga. And this Jackson is sick. Yeah. Are you gay? What you doing?
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's just a sway. It's just a right. If I could convince them that it's okay that I paint,
yeah,
I don't care what none of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
The music thing, like, I just always felt like I heard something different than what everybody else heard.
Yeah.
So it was like, as soon as people started catching on to the shit that I liked, I was like, I told y'all, nigga. I told you.
Yeah.
See, I believe that's why Kanye is so important. Because he made it okay to not be the same. Like, you don't have to keep doing these things because that's what's working.
Yeah.
It's okay if 808s wasn't perceived well.
Yeah.
It's okay if Yeezus wasn't perceived well, which are two of my favorite albums from him.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? The albums that were perceived well actually are my least favorite.
Yeah.
I don't like The Life of Pablo like that. I still fuck with Graduation. I don't know. Miles hates Graduation for some reason. Yeah. Which is fucking insane.
Yeah, we talked about it a lot.
Because I've never heard anybody use synthesizers on samples before.
Yeah.
See, that's the type of shit I'm trying to get into.
Yeah.
And to work with people who only want one thing is holding me back. And if anybody's holding me back, it need to be me.
Nah, I hear you. I hear you. Definitely.
So a nigga try to grow like in that way.
For sure. For sure. Man, I feel you. Shit, I don't know how much longer we got, but I was gonna tell y'all just before I dip, like, just wanted to salute y'all for like what y'all got going on. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even had an opportunity to come and do things like this that often, but even just being here, I feel like whatever it is that y'all do desire, or whatever it is that may be in your minds, like, it is something that can be grabbed.
Can I tell them what it is?
Yeah.
We're going to open up a cereal bar. And we're going to play anime. We're going to have all different types of milk, oat milk, almond milk, coconut milk, banana milk.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's one of the craziest things. I swear to God, I'm going to stop talking. But that's one of the craziest things is that I have no clue what you want.
Right.
Right? So, like, I could have made an assumption. Mm-hmm. Like, I might have been talking about pod shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or same thing for others. So, I try to keep that in mind, like, whenever I'm forming opinions. And then whenever people are forming opinions as well, it's like, shit, you don't know what I might be thinking. I might be thinking, like, I just need 75K and I'm good.
Right.
But then I might be thinking, I need 2 million.
Right, right,
so
right.
Once you figure, I might be thinking I want to start a barbecue shop with my pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know what other people's desires are. So keeping that in mind is big. But now the point was just, you know, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Appreciate y'all again for having me on. And I can't wait to see from afar how these things grow. Maybe by the next time we'll all be leveled up. I'll be dropping.
Hey, we all gonna be leveled up, by, bro. But to be honest, bro, I'll be, after this Easter and all that, if we can get you gotta say her name for me one more time,
Zayla.
If we can get Zayla and you back to do that, to speak, because I think it's important to hear from women, for one, but for two, I think the building of the minds is artists, because all of us in the room will be artists, and they could talk about engineering shit that you and I might not about what they annoyed with when we demand shit and
you know what I'm saying.
I definitely want to have her come back, and I definitely want to have you back, because again, I didn't know what to expect from you when I came in this month.
Nah, I appreciate that. And yeah, as far as Zayla goes, man, like, I tell people, she's kind of like my musical soulmate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that you can have, like, non-romantic soulmates.
Yeah, Chris is mine, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like
you meet people in life. Who said it ain't
romantic, though? Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, but for real, I feel like you can meet people and just know, like, okay, this person right here is a motherfucker I want to have in my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but definitely want to have her, like, have her opportunities to shine not next to us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like have her opportunities to... maybe showcase things that she couldn't showcase.
Like, what's her favorite book?
Right, you know, like or whatever.
I just want to get
the same way. The same way that you said when I came on here, you didn't know what I was gonna say. Right. It's like I'm even with our as close as our relationship is, there's still things that I could learn from her having these types of opportunities and things. So
absolutely,
definitely looking forward to that type of thing. And definitely, once again, appreciate y'all for reaching out.
I appreciate you for coming.
And yeah,
brother.
Man, to like the fans, I don't know if I like look at a particular direction or something, but
where's the camera, dog?
It's over there.
But I definitely got new music coming, so
hell yeah.
Definitely just keep rocking with me. If you haven't listened to Nothing's Perfect so far, you know, go take a listen. Kush with a C, and
it'll, on all streaming,
it'll be in the description,
on everything.
That's a fact. Closing statements, dog?
You know. What does Narwhar say?
Do-do-do-do.
No, peace of the free world and...
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, there you go.
The tequila got a hold of me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay.
I was drunk about 75% into this bitch. I was already gone, bro.
Like Casamigos, you gotta be careful.
Casamigos, shout out to George Clooney.
You gotta be careful.
There you go.
Shout out to George fucking Clooney, man. He did something with it. You're it?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.